Specifics from the jobs report shows that local governments shed 1,800 jobs in August, which DWD Chief Economic Advisor Dennis Winters attributes to tough budget choices being made.
Local governments have the tools to, you know, work through budget things now. One of the things they have to do is cut costs, and one of those costs is going to be on the labor side of things.
Construction lost 3,000 jobs last month. Winters says that can be credited to a stagnant housing market and fewer large-scale projects being funded by federal stimulus dollars. But Winters says overall the private sector only lost about 800 jobs, which is basically unchanged from July. One bright spot, says Winters, is a net increase of 1,200 manufacturing jobs.
Manufacturing usually leads the economy, both into recession and into recovery. So with manufacturing base doing fairly well, that's encouraging for the rest of the economy going forward.
Assembly Minority Speaker Peter Barca isn't so optimistic. He says seeing the state's unemployment rate increase for the past three consecutive months is of huge concern. Barca says the legislature is letting the state's unemployed down by only being in session one day in September when they should be working on more jobs bills.
I would think that the governor and colleagues on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, would agree. We need to work harder. We need to be more aggressive in coming up with initiatives that can make a difference.
Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased by 0.1 percentage point to 7.9%. The national rate is 9.1%. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.